In Syria today, more than a dozen anti-government protesters were reportedly killed by security forces. The deaths came as mass demonstrations were held around the country. Also today, the group Human Rights Watch issued a report highly critical of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. The report alleges that crimes against humanity have been committed during the regime's brutal 8-month crackdown. Sarah Lee Whitson is Middle East Director for Human Rights Watch. Now, your report focuses specifically on the city of Homs. What is the most alarming about what's happening there?
The killings of protesters, the killings of civilians, the killings of families attending funerals, the fact that the government has basically launched a war against its own population in the governorate of Homs.
There are some pretty alarming allegations of torture as well, and on a pretty regular basis, it seems.
It is, in fact, astonishing that nearly every witness who we spoke to who had been detained described to us the brutal manner in which they'd been tortured during their detention, even though in many cases these are people who had turned up to a demonstration for basically the first time in their lives. And the methods of torture they described, you know, beatings with whips and cables, electric shock, being put in stress positions, having their body contorted through a tire so that they could be more easily beaten and manipulated, hanging. It's really some of the most disturbing torture testimonies we've gathered.
I mean, the news about abuses is not new in Syria these past few months, but it's beginning to sound really, really demoralizing there. Is there an overarching theme that's starting to emerge from this report?
Well, as we've seen day after day after day, the Syrian government's promises that it's going to end the violence against its own citizens is not credible. Just today, the government killed, as you reported, over 20 protesters after Friday prayers. The fact is that the Syrian people are not going to accept the tyranny of the al-Assad government anymore. And the real question ahead of us is, how many people in Syria is the government going to kill in order to maintain its exclusive monopoly on power?
Human Rights Watch is also calling on the Arab League to suspend Syria's membership in the organization. Is that a direct result of this report?
Well, it is something we've called on the Arab League to do for a very long time and for several months. At each stage, the Arab League has said that they've wanted to give the Syrian government just one more chance. And in fact, last week, they entered into an agreement with the Syrian government to stop the violence, an agreement that the Syrian government has breached every single day since signing the agreement. We think now, finally, the gig is up and the chance for reform is over, and the Arab League has no business hosting a government as brutal and merciless as Syria.
What will it take, do you think, for President Assad to end his crackdown on protesters?
Nothing but international pressure, nothing but continued isolation, because I do not believe that President Assad has any interest in actually reforming the country, because, frankly, reform means him leaving power.
Sarah Lee Whitson, Middle East Director for Human Rights Watch, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.